This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
Severely hurting. That is on a national scope, okay? you see articles out there about high-rises in Manhattan and Chicago being converted into condos. You won't see that happen here. What we call a Class A product in our market, something like the Chase Tower or the Rio Bank, typically a mid to high-rise with amenities in common areas, actually in our region, it's okay. All those buildings have really good occupancy levels. That's really good. That's a really good sign of our region. Like I said, you're seeing high rises and metros, Chicago, Houston, they're being converted to condos and apartments. You're not going to see that happen here. Office is probably the one sector of our real estate market that has been just quiet. Okay, I hope that makes sense. There's not a whole lot of growth, but not a whole lot of negativity either, and so I hope that makes sense. Subdivisions continue to be developed across the Rio Grande Valley. All you gotta do is drive around and you see subdivisions being developed everywhere, right? Gated, ungated, duplexes, fourplexes, I mean, everything. And it's still coming out of the dirt, okay? And so that has slowed down a little bit, but if you do some homework and a little bit of investigating with the cities, you'll see that there are still a lot of subdivisions in the design and permitting process. And so you're going to see some more subdivisions coming out of the ground. That's okay. I've read that the demand is there. In addition to subdivisions, you're seeing apartment complexes. Apartment complexes that we're not used to seeing. 200, 300 units. Right? Used to seeing those in San Antonio, Austin, Houston, not in the Valley. We're starting to becoming more common. And so it's just, again, another sign of the strength of our region. Multifamily has started to cool down a little bit. That's no secret as well. But all the stuff that you see coming out of the ground now was designed and permitted 18 months ago, right? And so I don't think you'll see a whole lot of new product with the multifamily stuff coming out. And then industrial, there's a large pipeline of industrial space currently in the design, permitting, and development process. Daniel Silva was talking about Amazon, right? There was a time where industrial space was hard to come by. It was almost impossible to find vacant industrial space. It's still really challenging, but there's gonna be a big inventory of new construction industrial coming up out of the ground. You're going to see this in areas like by the FAR International Bridge, near the McAllen Foreign Trade Zone, and all other. Roma's got a new industrial park coming out of the ground, and so the entire Rio Grande Valley is seeing industrial development. Wessico just had their ribbon cutting for their industrial park, and so industrial will continue to be busy. You see things like Amazon, eBay, all that good stuff, right? That's a big driving factor. But down here, produce, right? Produce. The FAR Bridge is one of the top two or three crossings for produce in the entire country. And so that's pretty incredible. And then another, this is no secret. We continue to see new brands, franchises, concepts, and companies continue to seek opportunity in the Rio Grande Valley. We talked about Topgolf, Costco, right? That's on the retail side. You caught wind of this Zoho campus coming to McAllen. SpaceX is continuing to grow the LNG project, $20 billion. This is all new stuff. These are people that are new to the market. I'm gonna slim it down. You see new franchises like Jersey Mike's, Dutch Bros coming in. These are all people who catch. We used to be a little bit of a secret down here, right? Not anymore. We're on everybody's radar. Everybody wants to be here. We have a list of franchises that want to be in our market, but don't have franchises, right? And so, again, just another testament to the strength of our region. Any questions up to now? Yes, sir.
More density, right? Apartment buildings, but here you see sir.
I would also say that it's probably a little bit more profitable, right? And so there's a few things that are going to contribute to that. I will say this, permitting, planning now is much easier and much more streamlined than it was 5-10 years ago across the board, right? I mean, it would, now that the cities and the municipalities have done a really good job of putting systems in place, development guidelines and things like that to just to streamline, right? So yeah, it's a little simpler to get permits and stuff now, which makes it a little bit more attractive to developers. Okay, don't look yet. This is my disclaimer. These numbers are based on my data. They're más o menos, right? So please, like again, this is, I have a lot of confidence in my data, but I have to put that disclaimer out there, right? So if there's any threats in here. Okay, so average real estate values across the valley, right? Commercial land, we talked about pad sites earlier. These are usually shovel-ready, construction-ready, sought by retailers and fast food guys to build a freestanding building. You can reasonably expect to go buy commercial dirt in the Rio Grande Valley for $20 per square foot, $19 to $20 per square foot, okay? I've seen it as high as 30 in Brownsville, seen it as low as 12 in Elsa, okay? So it's all relative, but you can reasonably expect to get some commercial land for about 20 bucks a foot. Average home price in the Rio Grande Valley is 230 bucks a foot. Yeah, that's insane. When I started, it was like 140. I started in 06, and so.
And you sell bougie houses, so.
But honestly, the average price per square foot for residential real estate, and again, this is a valley average, okay? In McAllen, it's probably close to that number. And I keep using Elsa because it's fresh, we just did a presentation for them. It's closer to 160, right? And so again, depending on where you're at, what you're buying, what you're, all that stuff comes into play. Hence my disclaimer before I share this. Commercial real estate. You see a little asterisk. Commercial real estate is broken down into sectors, right? So you've got retail, office, medical, industrial, and all of those are going to vary a lot. However, you can expect to go buy a vacant commercial building for about $150 per square foot, okay? That is an average. Medical, yes, sir.
Buying it.
Building it, you'll be north of $200 per square foot on the construction side. And that's after you own the dirt. Yeah. And so today, replacement value is probably lower than construction. And then commercial lease space, right? So I need to go lease a storefront for an ice cream shop. I can reasonably expect to pay about $2 a foot. Okay, again, if I go to Brownsville, it's going to be probably a little north of that. If I go to Elsa, it's going to be a little under that, right? And so it's all relative, but these are good bearings for you, if that makes sense. If anybody wants to break this, like I said, commercial can be broken down by sector. I'm happy to get into that with you. I can talk for a day and a half about what I'm saying. Growth in the RGB. We're so lucky to see all this stuff, right? There's just so much going on. All you have to do is drive from A to B, and you'll see road projects. You'll see cities widening roads. You'll see TxDOT widening roads. You'll see medical facilities coming out of the ground. You see new brands opening locations that, honestly, I had never heard of Black Bear Diner until they called me to help them open 3 stores down here. And so that's just awesome, right? UTRGV, huge driving force in the growth of our region. I'm not going to beat that dead horse, but it's incredible what they're doing. Even from a real estate perspective, they own real estate that they're going to develop, sports facilities and things like that. So that is real estate. Driscoll Children's Hospital, MD Anderson, everybody knows the hospitals are being built as we speak. That is absolutely incredible. And you better believe there's going to be spinoff from those hospitals with regards to medical office, retail, no car washes. So there's a big medical driver in our region. New brands, I mentioned Jersey Mike's, right? I knew of Jersey Mike's, but they weren't in the region. Now they've got 7 locations. Black Bear Diner, SpaceX. SpaceX is just awesome. They themselves are developing commercial real estate now, which I thought was just super cool. But they are acquiring real estate. They are, in case you haven't heard, launching rockets for Brownsville. And so, you know, it's pretty incredible to have that going on so close to us. That spills over into the LNG project. If you drive to the island and you have never taken the toll road, please do it. There is miles of construction along the toll road. It's pretty cool to see, and it's just, it really paints a picture on the magnitude of that project. $20 billion, largest ever in the state, is that right?
That's right.
Crazy, in the valley. And then, you know, just coffee, another coffee wash. I mean, look guys, I know we all hate to see more coffee and car washes, but if they didn't see the demand, so as long as it's hot, windy, and dusty, the car washes are gonna have business. As long as our population keeps growing, people are gonna keep chugging coffee. And so they see, that's what they see. They see a profitable opportunity. No doubt that some of these car washes will fall off. They will fall off. There is saturation in the marketplace. The crummy ones, the ones that were poorly developed or the ones that overpaid for their real estate, will go dark. I'm not saying they're going to go dark in 6 months. They go dark in 2-3 years, but they will go dark and you will see some of that car wash real estate redeveloped. And so that's the silver lining, right? That being said, I don't see anything slowing us down. Even COVID couldn't slow us down, right? I mean, I'm not superstitious, but, you know, the Valley is just a very special place with regards to its economy, with regards to its real estate. And it's just a tight-knit community, at least for the time being, right? Yes, sir.
So, this is something that I heard when we were at ICSC. I know that all the movie chains are not profitable. Like Cinemark's all.
Oh, okay, movie theater, okay.
What do you see going on with the movie theater across the nation and the Valley?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I've never worked with or developed any sort of movie theater. However, outside looking in, I think it's the obvious. So obviously, you've got Stream, Netflix, Peacock, all that stuff is affected. I like to go to the movies. I like to take my wife to the movies and buy popcorn. I mean, the experience, right? You know, I think eventually you might see some redevelopment there. I personally, you know, there's the original movie theater on 2nd Street. I mean, on Nolana and McAllen, right? Like, that's the movie theater I grew up. It's probably the slowest these days, unfortunately. What does something like that look like? Selfishly, I think they should put a Whole Foods in there. Yeah, I mean, but you know, redevelopment, real estate is cyclical, just like any economy, any stock. There's cycles associated with real estate. And so there's redevelopments, there's demolition, and so I do think you might see some of that in the future. I haven't caught wind of any of these guys shutting it down or anything like that, though. I'd love to open it up for questions. My info is up on the screen. Please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions or you know, just want to grab some coffee or something. Yes, ma'am.
Last question. There's a lot of new development happening, but I also see a lot of empty old spaces that are not being utilized. Why?
Everybody likes the new shiny stuff, right? And so that tenants gravitate to the new product. Sometimes there's mismanagement, right, on behalf of the owners. And so it's hard to say, to speculate on why a property is vacant. But by nature, you know, like for myself, Jersey Mike's comes in and says, I need location. I gravitate to the new shopping centers, right? And so that's really what they're looking for. It's an image type deal. On the retail side, on the office side, there's still some uncertainty. You know, we're big on office condominium projects in the Valley. Individually owned, you know, you see them in North McAllen by the hospitals and whatnot. That office product is a little challenging right now. I talked earlier about the Class A product, right? Multi-level buildings with amenities. The office condo product is a little tough right now, and so that's probably what you're seeing.
Thank you.
And it's interesting that some of the bigger markets are actually converting them to like groveries where they grow produce. Because you have all this available
space. It takes some creativity to figure out some sort of alternative use when you have a piece of real estate that's costing you money every month and you have to insure it, and I mean, you have to maintain it, and so you see a lot of property owners looking for alternatives, for sure.
Yes. So is that what you mean when you say that the office condo product right now is a little tough? It's because there's not a lot of, as much occupancy for it?
On the office sector specifically, yes, ma'am. Occupancy on, in general, office is a little bit softer. I mentioned earlier the Class A product, specifically just to compare it to the national Class A product, which is, like I mentioned, they're turning those into condos and apartments and stuff, right? But yes, the office inventory is probably a little bit larger than it's been in a while. Yes?
Is a lot of that inventory high because of what we saw from COVID and people deciding that, the industries just as a whole deciding that
work from home. And we have 9,000 square foot office spaces full of cubicles that are being paid for. And they sit empty. They're paying the rent though. But yes, that the office sector drastically changed through COVID. I need to see people. You know, I can't sit in my house with a coat on and my boxers. Like,
see, I'm the opposite. I can sit at home.
I'm gonna do a day. Yeah. And so, you know, some companies are still at work from home 100%. My team, we never stopped going to the office. Unless when we were required to, but after that, we were back in the office. And so every company is going to be different. Maybe culture is a part of that. Maybe corporate policy. That just depends. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Okay.
You were first, man.
I've seen the name around. I know you guys are around. West Hidalgo, I've seen your billboards and signs. Is there any plans for any major developments that you would like to share with us?
How far west?
I know what, I'm from Mission.
Okay. Yeah, we've got, there's a big...
Mile 3.
Sure, without saying too much, there's about a 70-acre project in the works in Peñitas.
Is it IKEA?
And this is out there, so I'm not saying anything I'm not supposed to say. Who would have ever thought they'd see 500,000 square feet of retail coming to Peñitas? I mean, it's big box retail. And so it's a 70-acre project. You go a little bit further east, Palmview, Goodwin Road, La Homa. Yes, you will see some dirt moving there pretty soon. You had a question?
Well, the percentage of real estate was expensive, so pretty much, you know, what's the percentage over what it should
be? I mean, I don't know that it's at a premium. Just fair market value right now is high. Like, I mean, land is $20 a foot. I mean, that's expensive.
So, it's obviously, it's different for different sectors.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Whether they're reading the residential versus the commercial condos, would you say that those have gone down since there's more?
Land is usually the first thing to kind of cool off when the economy turns. And so, yes, land has gotten a little bit less expensive. And then, yeah, it just depends on what kind of land, right? Farmland, land for subdivision, industrial land. It will vary, right? But, yeah, land is typically.
And for those offices, have they?
Definitely. They'll be towards closer to that $100 a foot, no, $150 a foot number for sure.
$150.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me today. I appreciate you all doing your class.